Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, April 10th. I'm Bill Anzio, filling in for Pastor Jenny Arneson this week, and our Word of the Week is hilarity. Our scripture comes from Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Sunday after Easter is often celebrated as Holy Humor Sunday in worship. Sharing funny stories and jokes on the second Sunday of Easter is a church tradition called the Easter Laughter that dates back to the Middle Ages. The Easter Laughter is our way of affirming that God's love does not stop at the time of death, but is greater and longer and stronger than death itself. The Easter Laughter is a very real part of who we are as God's people and reminds us that it is God who has the last laugh. And so the question to us becomes, do we get it? Do we understand the Easter story in such a way that our lives reflect the wonder, the amazement, and the laughter brought on by the joy of Easter? In one particular Roman Catholic religious order, hilarity is listed as a lifelong virtue and is talked about in the sense of offering a holy perspective on all things in life and in death. So often life around us and in the world seems desperate, difficult, and even deadly. Yet from God's perspective, even death has lost its sting and is filled with hope and promise. In the words of Scripture from Romans, the Apostle Paul gives us the bold assurance that nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus the Christ. May we thoughtfully and prayerfully read these verses from Romans this week and find a special affirmation for our living in these days. And in the spirit of holy humor and the beginning of baseball season, enjoy the baseball psalm. The Lord is my manager, I shall not quit. He maketh me to run in green outfields. He leadeth me along the baselines. He restoreth my place in the heavenly lineup. He leadeth me in reading life signals for his game's sake. Even though I walk up to a volley of devilish pitchers, I will fear no strikeout, for thou art with me. Thou dost promise me a bonus in the presence of my opponents. Thou anointest my sore spots with balm. My locker runneth over. Surely my statistics will be forgiven me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the eternal hall of fame. May it be so for each of us. Amen.